All right, let me ask you one more question before I'll let you get back to work. Is there a way to expedite review of new treatments and therapies without jeopardizing safety? I read something about a hearing loss study in Great Britain. I mean, obviously, we don't want to jeopardize people's safety, but is there a way to expedite research for people that are struggling with diseases?
Yes, there is, Trey, and we're cutting the red tape at the FDA. We've implemented AI as a powerful tool for our scientific reviewers agency-wide. It's shaving down the time that they need to do a review without cutting any corners on safety. I personally think it increases the safety evaluation because they can be more efficient. We have incentives now to cut the red tape by getting reviews out in a matter of weeks instead of a year through our new pilot program. It's a national priority voucher program whereby all that idle time when the clinical studies are being done on drugs, they will pre-submit a lot of their application, the lion's share of that FDA application. So as soon as the clinical trial is completed, we'll get the final endpoints and render a decision quickly. I'd like to see in the next couple years a powerful cure or meaningful treatment for type 1 diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases, some types of stage 4 cancer, child blindness, rare diseases. And there's some promising products now for a universal flu shot. So we don't have to guess every year which strain to get and bring in each year. I think all of these are feasible. And the cool thing about this job, Trey, is you get to see what's in the pipeline. If we can cut the red tape and unleash American inventors and scientists to do their job, I think we're going to see a tremendous period of a renaissance in American medicine.